welcome from The Family Guy, making their Emmy debut, Brian and Stewie Griffin.
You know, Brian, we are privileged to live in this particular age of television programming.
Really? You think so? Seems to me that nearly all television these days is complete trash.
Yes, quite right. But never before in history have we had such a wide selection of trash.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Of course I'm right. For example...
Got mega hits like Idlewes and Jaya Took His Bow.
Just a little boy from India who made us all say wow.
With a voice that makes you wanna just go out and kill a cow.
Here's the plain situation, a simple declaration. If you want it, you can find it on TV.
You've got Scrubs on NBC in season 7.5. With the antics of the lovable and talented Zach Braff,
who reminds us that a sitcom doesn't have to make you laugh.
You can try to deny it, but we can certify it. If you want it, you can find it on TV.
And if you start to crave a brand new TV thrill, they're always brewing up some brand new primetime swill.
Like the Geico Cavemen.
CBS was once a network that was reverent and clean, but today they've got some shows that are remarkably obscene.
Like the show about a little boy who lives with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, there ain't nothing to it. You click it on and view it. If you want it, you can find it on TV.
You know, I think I'm getting the idea, Stewie.
Huh? You see?
Absolutely. Hey, how about this?
ABC has got a lineup that's refreshing and alive, with its hits like Desperate Housewives just continuing to thrive.
And those women look sensational for being 65.
No, we won't oversell ya, we merely want to tell ya, if you want it, you can find it on TV.
Now the Peacock's having trouble simply staying in the race, so I hear they're bringing Seinfeld back to save a little face.
And I hear Isaiah Washington is taking Kramer's place.
Oh, you may not adore it, but boy, you can't ignore it. If you want it, you can find it on TV.
Now, The Sopranos is a show I'd recommend.
Because you never know just how it's gonna.
To sum up the philosophy on which we're both agreed, all the garbage on the airwaves is a vital thing indeed.
Cause without it, then Americans would have to learn to read.
And so up with the curtain, it's absolutely certain, if you want it.